Westlock, Alberta Beef Producers, ABP, is in the midst of hosting producer meetings across the province, with two in each of the five zones between January 12 and February 16. Last week, January 24, the organization, which represents over 18,000 beef producers in the province, held its second central zone meeting in Westlock at Memorial Hall with about 70 producers in attendance. Rod Carleon, the central zone director and a cattle producer from DAP, chaired the event and also gave updates on some of the projects ABP is funding. Also in attendance were board chair Melanie Woke of Beauvallon in the Northeast Zone and ABP General Manager Brad DeBow, who gave reports on their work over the past year, while the financial report from Finance Chair Brody Hagen was a pre-recorded audio presentation. At the meeting, two resolutions were passed. One was to keep the current printed quarterly magazine from ABP, and the second one was to encourage consumers to buy local, or the often heard phrase, 100-mile diet. The spirit of the resolution is for ABP to find ways to encourage and promote consumers to buy more locally produced goods. Carleon said that his 4 years as an ABP delegate ends as March 1, when the annual general meeting of the organization is held in Red Deer. He said currently, the central zone is short three delegates, and encourages anyone who is interested in serving as a delegate should contact the ABP office in Calgary directly by calling 403-275.4400. He says he may choose to come back as a delegate at some future date, but for now, is simply stepping aside. Woke noted her term also ends at that time, and like Carleon, she is not seeking a position as delegate, and for the moment, will be enjoying more time with her new grandson. DeBow has been attending all of the meetings in person and says the comments he has been getting is producers are generally pleased with the shift in direction by ABP, which includes more engagement with producers. Copies of the 2022 ABP Annual Report, which includes the reports from Woke and DeBow, plus the financial report, were available at the meeting and also online. The annual report also has information on government relations and policy, communications and marketing, the Beef Cattle Research Council, public stakeholder and engagement, and Canadian Cattle Association reports. Les Dunford, Town and Country Today.com.